We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning halfway down the Amud, Tezayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines down, beginning of a line, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, halfway down. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. We are continuing, we were talking about half Farin Echtam, so we got into discussions of half other things, like we started with Gidduch HaMisha Chamitza, Mechritza Chamitza, which is by Shabbos, then we have Matil Sedayim. Now another question. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare Amru, Habar roishay v'rubay b'mayim she'uvim, v'tarash nafla roishay v'arubay shloisha luge mayim she'uvim, tame. There's a memory here from Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's geboit on the Yudches Dava, that in the Gemara and Shabbos brings down that there were geyser, Chazal were geyser, that since people who went to the mikvah, usually the mikvah was in like dirty water, so they used to wash themselves after the mikvah. And people started saying that the way you become tar is from the water you wash yourself after the mikvah. And they were scared they were going to forget the whole din of mikvah. Therefore, they were masakin. Someone who washes himself with mayim she'uvim after the mikvah, they become tame. And the way they washed themselves was by pouring water on themselves. That was the way they washed themselves. And therefore, they made a takana that you become tame from that mayim she'uvim pouring on yourself. Now, they made a tekana on pouring water on yourself, they also made a tekana that if you go into a kli or a pool that has mayim she'uvim as well, you're tame also. So the first thing is, if you go into the mikvah, you go into a pool of water as mayim she'uvim, and also they said, the second thing that the Memra says is that not only someone who went to, right after the mikvah into Mayim Shuvim is Tamei, but even a Tahar, a guy who was never Tamei, he was not Tamei, a regular Tahar, that also poured on himself 3 lugim of water of Mayim Shuvim is also Tamei. Tosfos points out that there's a chilek, that if he's a Tefil Yoyim, he's coming out of the mikvah, so then say if he pours water on himself, say if he goes into a Mayim Shuvim, then the halach is, he is Tamei. Masha'inkein, a tar is dafka benefila, only if the water fell on him. But if he goes into a mikvah, he's not going to be tamei. What's the reason? So Tosfos points out, we can read Tosfos inside, the Maskal Haba. Tosfos says, Hach yasin perakam shabbos, dal tful yoyim daf gazur bevia, which means we went into the water, v'kolshke benefila, avatahar, dafka benefila, v'taima omari, dechmiru benefila, mashum shemaisa kachoyo, kadama hasam, v'yushloish luga mayim shuvim. They used to put on themselves Mayim Shuvim, that's why they're the Menexeria. Anyone puts Mayim Shuvim on himself is Tameh. Going into a pool of water that's not a mikvah, there is Tafka Tful Yoyim can't do that. Akarabalim, that's the halacha here of either Haba or Naflu has a din of Tumah. So, Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Anyone who took a shower will be Tameh. Yes, will be Tameh for Truma. But Tameh can't eat Truma. He can't eat Truma, that's what it'll be Tameh for. We'll speak something else in a second. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Let's say half your body went into a pool of water that was not a mikvah, and the other half, Stoish Lugum, fell on you. What's the halacha? Teiku, we're not sure. This is the half-half, Shaila. It's half bebia, half benefila, because the halacha is nafla roisha rubai Stoish Lugum. He only fell on half. But on the other hand, he went into a pool of water half. Is that mitzaref or not? Is that mitzaref or not? Two things. Teiku, the Gemara stays with a Shaila. So this is not really the gay halach lemais today because we don't have tumah b'tayra. But the truth is, the Ramah in Simen Reish Aleph at the end of the Simen says a isha that goes to the mikvah should not shower afterwards, should not bathe afterwards. And the Makar Adava is from this Gemara. The only problem is that if the Makar is from this Gemara, then she should never be able to take a shower after the mikvah. She will come back tummy. So a lot of Rishonim argue, there's no dinyan. This is only a din legabe truma. But a isha labayla has nothing to do with a truma, and there they don't make a gzera. So there's no problem of getting mayim shuvim afterwards, because there, l'chayra, there's no problem, there's no tumma v'tayra of truma there. It's something else there. There's labayla. And therefore, it doesn't pass this. It's big mechagz Rishonim. L'maysa, halacha l'maysa, for whatever reason, after ayin the sugi there, the Ramah says that a isha should not take a shower that evening, Pashto Sfira Moshe, where he learns up the Ramah, that evening she should not take a shower after the mikvah, only to the next day. And some are makel that a little sooner. But upon him, ayin sham for the sugya, that's where it would come in. But this is talking about a case of truma, that Chazal made a person tamei l'truma because they didn't want them to take a shower after going into the mikvah because people might get confused. And the Gemara Shaila was, chatziv bir, chatziv afil, amai, teku. Omra papa. Rav Papa says another halacha. Hare Amru, the Gemara says, Mesechus Brachus, Balkeri Chaylish Noslov Tishakav Mayim is Tahar. What are we talking about over here? There's a Tekonis Ezra that a Balkeri cannot learn Torah, or Davin can't learn Torah. That was Ezra's Tekonis, Tekonis Ezra. And what was the reason? The reason was because they didn't want that a person should be Eitzel Ishtoi Ketan Gailis. Now he has to go to Mikvah next morning, it makes it a little harder for him. And therefore, it'll stop him from being with his wife so often. Therefore, they made a gzera of Tekonis Ezra that L'divrei Torah, you can't daven until you go to the mikvah. That was the halacha of Tekonis Ezra. So they had to go to mikvah. But it says a chayla that it's very hard for him to go to mikvah. It's freezing cold. He has to go into the water, break the ice. It's too cold for him. Therefore, they were makel for this din of Tekonis Ezra to pour on himself Tisha Kabim Mayim, and then he's tahar. He pours himself 9 kabim, he's tahar. And Rashi points out already that this only works for Torah. Avalatahiroi is lekanis b'mikdash. Bina arbaam saw. You need 40 saw. Balkeri is now going to the mikdash. Balkeri is now yachuma. This won't help him. The 9 kavim. The tisha kavim only help for a balkeri. And therefore, like Mizman Azeh, if someone is keeping the Tekonis Ezra, that's not a gay for Chumo, going to Beis Mikdash, it's the gay more for Divrei Torah and for Tefillah. So there, Tisha Kavim will help for someone who's taught him to go to Mikvah. That's the halacha about Keri Chayla, Tisha Kavim will help. Boira Papa, Chetzi of Tefillah, Chetzi of Resina Mai. He goes to a Mikvah, but doesn't go completely to the Mikvah. He pours Tisha Kavim on the top of his body. Mai, is that good? You Masarav two things, Teku, the Gemara stays with a Shaila. Agav, the Ritva has a question over here that it's an interesting question because the Torah is so simple, but he actually asks his three truths into the question. The Ritva's kasha is that Ulchara was pouring Tisha Kavim on yourself. 3 lugim, which is much less Tisha Kavim, already makes you tame. So what is help putting Tisha Kavim become tame? They freak the Ritva. So there's a pasha Torah, but the Ritva's first Torah is that from 3 lug to Tes Kavim is tame, after that is tar. But the second Torah is so pasha, you have to the kasha. The second Torah is, what are you talking about? That is talking about for truma. You're talking about for truma. Tisha Kav is only for Divrei Torah. You pour Tisha Kav on yourself, you're not becoming mutter of a truma. So, Avada, you pour Tisha Kav on yourself, you're still tummy for truma. So, what's the difference become tummy for truma through three lugim? It's only that you get a Divrei Torah. Akaponim, that's a Shmaka Ritva, Ayin Cham. But Akaponim, and again, the guy with Tekonis Ezra, there's a pastor's that we pass in that Tekonis Ezra is not, we invite Tekonis Ezra for Hayoim, but there is Tosfos and Rashi Mashma, there is a din Tekonis Ezra Hayoim Litfila, and the Mizrur brings down there's Makotin Machmer for Tekonis Ezra for davening and for learning. Okay, Zok to Gemara Vayta, back to Masechtas Gittin. It says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah actually has 5 different cases, and now we're going to concentrate on the case number 3 and case number 4. In our Mishnah, it says echad amafani nechdav ve'echad amafani nechdam pasul. Means you have 2 people walk in. One says fani nechdav, one says fani nechdam. Halachas is pasul. The next case in the Mishnah is 2 people say fani nechdam nechdav, and one says fani nechdam. It's also pasul, and that Rav Yehuda Machshe. We'll see who's arguing in the first case also. Those are the 2 cases we'll concentrate now on the Mishnah. Zog to Gemara. Echad amafani nechdav ve'echad amafani nechdam. It says, one person says fani nechdav and nechdam. The halacha is pasul. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rav Yochanan. Lo yishanu ela she'ein haget yeshiv tachas yedei shteim. This whole halacha that's pasul is only if they're not both shluchim. Only one of them is a shliach and the other one is stam a person. Aval get yeshiv tachas yedei shteim. If they both are shluchim, and one said b'fani nechdav, and one said b'fani nechdav, the halacha is, it's kosher. On top of the omit, Alma kasavar, shnayim she'viu getim din hasyom, ein tzrichim she'yom b'fani nechdav, b'fani nechdav. So what's pshat? If they're both shluchim, is a kosher. L'maisa, the shliach didn't say his job. Neither shliach did his job. The job of shliach is say b'fani nechdav, b'fani nechdav. Teretz is, this man dema holds, that 2 people that bring get don't have to say b'fani nechdav, b'fani nechdav. They don't have to say it. Like we had in the first parak a few times, they have 2 Edom walk in with a star Even if they're not a shliach, they have to be a shliach. We'll see in a second. Two people walking in a shtar, you don't have to say, why not? Because the whole reason why you make the gzeir is because any edim mitzuyin l'kaimai, here you have two edim, and two edim are mitzuyin l'kaimai. That's what Rashi says. And even if you rabba, like Rashi, it really is meramis to the enticement of first. Even if you rabba, also it's good, because rabba holds like rabba, so he have mitzuyin l'kaimai. And even rabba needs a shema, there's acha shalom dum, and they were not geyser, shem yach zedav l'kakuloi, by two edim, because the milsa d'lo shricha. But Rashi has a kasha. So if two people walk in with a star, so we're saying, you don't have to say fenei nechta, fenei nechta. So why do you have to be both shluchim? So what's the problem with Mishnah? So it's two people. So Rashi answers, because it's more like a loy plug, that since if the guy's not a shliach, and it comes to a group of people, you're not going to realize, like, oh, it's two people, it's five people. It's not clear who's bringing the get. So we're not going to chap. We're going to think, you don't have to say, v'nechtam, if there's one person shliach and there's another person here. If they're both shluchim, so it's clear that if you have two shluchim, so it's edem mitzuyin l'kaimai, and there we said, you don't need any v'nei nechtam. But as long as one shliach, it's light plug, by one shliach, you have to say, v'nei nechtam, even if it's coming with other people.
What?
Right, this is a great question, and if you go back to our share in Daf Beis, you'll hear about this. So the Tosfos on Daf Beis has a kasha, like, are you putting them into a kippah? You're locking them up? How do you know they're going to do it? The two Edom come, hey, and my question was, when the Rashi is, who said they know the signatures? Two Edom. That was the second kasha, Rashi, Tosfos didn't ask the kasha, Rashi's kasha. So I and Chum, Tosfos is a dim shabbat, two Edom come, the halacha is, in that you don't promise Edom Tzum Kaima. Tosfos says a little different, Rashi says the Varos called be around, and the Rivash answers Rashi, that the way the Shliach usually sees the Chasima, he usually knows the Chasima. That's how the Rivash learns, that's the Stama. And Tosfos, who has this Kasha and Rashi, Otu Bekipa, Tosfos learns a little different, because Tosfos says, when two people come, and they say the Baal sent them, two people are Shlichim, the Baal sent them, so they don't have to say anymore anything, because the Baal will not be believed in Ma'ara and say it's Mezuyif. He'll say, well, you made those two people Shluchim, obviously it's not Mezuyif. That's the Chesman, like upon him. Two Edim to come are not a problem of, you don't have to say V'nech V'nech them. Omle Abaya, if that's the case, we're zetzing out a Mishnah, what's the case? Our Mishnah talking about that they're not Shluchim, because if they are Shluchim, it's Kasher. So it's case number three in the Mishnah, are not Shluchim, because if they're Shluchim, you would not need anything. Omle Abaya, Yalmi Ata, Sefer, the Tonish Taim, Oymer Fenei Nechtam. Ve'achadom Fenei Nechtam, Pasol, Rabbi Yehuda, Machsher. Rabbi Yehuda is Machsher, it says that in the second case in the Mishnah, Taima, then I get Yoytze Metachas Deshdeh. Vim get Yoytze with smashma, so what we're saying now, our Mishnah went out and all shluchim, right? So the fourth case, two edim saying v'fenenu nechtam, one eid saying v'fenenu nechtam. It's a machlokes there. What are we talking about without shluchim? But if there would be shluchim, what would be halacha? So let's read inside. Time then to get your tachas yishdem. I'll get your tachas yishdem if there are shluchim. Machshir rabbanon. The rabbanon say it's kosher. Amalein. So he said, yeah, that's what comes out. He's trying to bring out a point. What's the machlokes? Amalein. So that would be true, because if you have two shluchim, then Allah says you don't need a fenei nechta. So then he asked him, so if the case in that part of the Mishnah is that they're not shluchim, but my pligi, what's the machlekes? And Rashi learns the question is, why is everybody say it's kosher? Lemaisa, the shliach only said feneinu nechtam. Only said fenei nechtam. That's what he said. He didn't say fenei nechtam. So why is it kosher? It's not ketikin chacham. What's Pshar Rabbi Yehuda? Bishlam, if they all be shluchim, I can stamp Pshan Rabbi Yehuda. But now we're saying that they're not shluchim. So what's Pshan Rabbi Yehuda? So to Gemara, I'll tell you Pshat Machlaikis. Mar Savar, Gazrin Dilma Asi Lechlufe Bekim Staras Da'ama Beit Echot, Mar Savar Lai Gazrin. Like this, that you have this, Rabbi Yehuda holds, let's say you have one Eid Fanein Nechtam, Fanein Nechtam. Why doesn't that work? So the reason why it doesn't work is, like I said in that Gimel, Rava, why doesn't it work? Because also lachlufe, you come to get mixed up with other kiyum stars. You're allowing this one guy to do kiyum stars. You come to get mixed up with other kiyum stars. That's the problem. So the Rabbi Yehuda says you're not going to get mixed up with other stars over here, because here two edim said that there's a fani nechtav. That is different than a regular case. You have here a case where two edim said fani nechtav, and you're saying fani nechtav. That's why here you're believed. You're not getting mixed up with other kiyum stars, but there's no edim involved at all. That's pshat. since you said you needed two, since you say you need two other eidim, the maid and the ksiva, will not come le'achlufen. And this kishtim sayafi rava and sayafi rabba, because even if you rabba here is no problem al-shma here, because everything's been covered. The two eidim are saying that the ksiva was l'shma, and the eid echad saying, who's a shliach, that the ksim was l'shma. I had a problem with kiyum staris. So Kim Starr is also, he's a shliach, he's believed. The problem was Osi le'achlufei, so Rabban holds Osi le'achlufei. They can think Eirecha could do Kim Starrs. But you get mixed up with Kim Starrs. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, he'll say, you're not getting mixed up. You know why? Because I have two Eidim on the Ksiva, you will not get mixed up. So that's the machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon at this point in the Mishnah. And it's only a machlekes by the case of two and one. But one on one, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees is no good. Why? Because they're not shluchim. And they're not doing Ketikah Chachamim, so you can't believe the Nechtam alone because you get mixed up with Kiyum Staris. So therefore, everyone will agree that case is possible. In this case, it's kosher because you won't get mixed up since you have two Eidim on the Ksiva.